Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about, well, you name it, fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. That's right. That's what we do here. So want to talk about fishing first, or you want to talk about hunting first, or neither? You tell me. The great outdoors. Have you watched the geese migration this year? Pretty dramatic. If you live on the Eastern Shore, you'll be driving down the road one day and see a big flock of geese on the fields or in the area, and the next day there's nothing there. It's pretty dramatic to watch that. The geese just take off. I was having dinner the other night, and right over here in Owings Mills, and I heard some birds going over, and I looked up, and there was a whole flock of probably 300 tundra swans. So they left. The Canada geese have pretty much gone, the migratory birds. Any birds you see in the fields or flying over in little groups, they're usually in even numbers, meaning that they've paired up. They're getting ready to nest. You'll see them in the fields now. You'll see pairs of geese tending each other in the fields, and it's pretty cool to watch that that transition into spring. We have also news on the recreational charter boat striped bass fishery modifications. The Secretary of Maryland Department of Natural Resources, pursuant to Code of Maryland Regulations, whatever, announced the modification of the recreational size limits for striped bass in the Chesapeake Bay and its tributaries, effective Monday, this coming Monday, March 23rd. Here are the regulations for the upcoming season. One striped bass between 28 and 36, or one striped bass larger than 40 inches from April 18th to May 15th. That's the spring trophy season. One between 28 and 36, or one over 40. You're not allowed to keep anything that is 36 and an eighth inches long, or under 39 and 7/8 inches long. It's 28 to 36 or 1 over 40. That's the spring trophy season, April 18th to May 15th. And then for the summer season, what they call the summer season, two striped bass larger than 20 inches, only one of which may be larger than 28. And that's from May 16th to December 15th. A person may only keep one striped bass between 20 and 26 inches in the Susquehanna Flats and the Northeast River from May 16th through May 31st. So there's 2 weeks there that you may only keep one fish between 20 and 26 inches in the flats and the Northeast River. Is that clear? Clear? I hope it's clear. I just read it right off the little public notice there. It's Fishery Service, Fishery Service public notice. And that is signed by Mark J. Belton. He signed it as acting secretary, but congratulations to Mark Belton. He was confirmed as Maryland Department of Natural Resources secretary yesterday, and we sent our congratulations to him. So, as we do here on the air. We had been in a meeting that Mark had been invited to a couple of weeks ago with the Legislative Sportsman's Caucus, and I had met Mark. Mark had been deputy secretary under the Ehrlich administration, deputy DNR secretary under the Ehrlich administration, and now he is secretary of Maryland Department of Natural Resources. Good guy. I met Mark when I was on the governor's transition team dealing with the DNR. So that was pretty cool. All right. Hi, Brian. How are you? We got a guest? Brian's not talking to me. He's in the studio fiddling with the microphone and the earphones, and I guess he's trying to figure out. Yeah, are you going to say something? No? Hey, look who just showed up. My buddy Mark Hoke. Good for him. Very good. So that's where we are. Anybody want to call? Give us a call here at 410-382-9481. No, that's my cell phone. Why'd I give my cell phone? Brian, why'd I give my cell phone out on the air? Try this number, 410-922-6680. Hi, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Have a seat. Relax. More Coke. We'll get settled in here and then get these guys on the air. So now that you know the rockfish regulations, let me tell you about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. It's a free year-round fishing tournament hosted by Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fishery Service for everyone who is a recreational fisherman in Maryland. Eligible fish include all game fish from the Atlantic Ocean to the clear cold mountain streams and Deep Creek Lake, including more than 65 species in five categories. That would be freshwater, the Chesapeake Bay, Atlantic Coast, catch and release, and even invasive species. There's also a youth division that's connected to the online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. Now, you catch a fish of a notable specified size, in other words, a big fish, you receive your official angler award, that's a certificate, and you get an invitation at the same time to the grand finale in September, where you could win a Tracker Marine boat package, a fishing vacation from the World Fishing Network, Costa gear, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shop, and Bill's Outdoor Center, and even more. So you can avoid cabin fever. Spring has sprung. The fish are biting. So get out there and go fishing. Now's not the time to stay indoors. The official rules are online at dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Doing fine, Alan. How you doing?
Good, Mark. Good to see you again. Good to have you in the studio again. Hey, Robert.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Really good.
Introduce yourself.
Robert Bartlett.
Robert Bartlett.
And Mark Hoke.
And Mark Hoke. Very good. You guys represent NPLB.
That's correct.
Is that a division of or a part of Second Chance?
Part of Operation Second Chance. And we do the outdoor events, outdoor. Hunting and fishing, and try to get the vets outdoors.
Sure, exactly. And you got a big event coming up here soon, huh?
April 26th.
Very good. At the State Fairgrounds, if I remember correctly.
That's correct. We're going to have it at the State Fairgrounds. It'll be our fundraiser for the year.
Big bull roast?
Yes, sir.
Did you find a bull yet?
No. We got Brian and them are taking care of that.
All right. Okay.
You know, we just got to show up. They'll have it all taken care of by the time we get there.
That's good. April 26th, Sunday, noon to 6. 6:30 is a live concert in Timonium. At the fairgrounds. That's the 4-H hall. That's one right on the right when you go in.
That's correct. Entry. We'll have a big flag there, 30-foot by 50-foot flag there. So it'll be hanging off the side of the building.
Is that the one that was donated to us?
Yeah, it was donated. Yep.
Nice. Well, as you know that when you're involved in an organization, it's always a struggle to raise funds for the most part. And we're doing the same thing with the Maryland Hunting Coalition. But all right, so if anybody wants to support this deal, it's $35 for a single ticket, $55 for a couple, and if you bring your kids under 10, they're free. If not, you're going to pay $35 for a kid's ticket.
That's correct. All the money goes right back to the vets. No paid employees on our end of it as far as NPLB, and so the dollars we raise goes right back to the men and women that served this country.
All right, now when you say that, tell us a little bit about some of the trips you guys take.
Our goal is to get these vets, young vets, out of the hospital. We try to do a wish list if they have something they particularly want to do, or maybe something they did as a young boy or girl hunting and fishing. We try to get them back out to do that. If some of them come up with some unique things, some want to go prairie dog hunting, could be gator hunting. Robert just went. You went gator hunting was last year,
last September. Yeah.
So
find one.
Yeah, we got 11.
11 gators?
No, actually 13.
13 gators.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can make it happen, and it's within reason, we sure. try to make it happen.
Sure.
You know?
And, well, you're not bound. It doesn't sound like you're bound by any borders or anything like that. You're not restricted to Maryland if you're going gator hunting, prairie dog hunting. You're all over the country.
You know, we have several other people that are friends of mine who are in Florida and Montana and Colorado and California that do the same thing I'm doing. So we try to switch off. If somebody down there wants to go waterfowl hunting, we take care of them at waterfowl hunting. If somebody wants to shoot an elk, I'd send them out to Montana. But each state is raising their own money. So the money that we raise here pretty much stays in Maryland. Doesn't mean that we don't supply an airline ticket for somebody to go to Florida if they want to catch a tarpon.
Sure, absolutely. So
we're also getting Africa hunts now.
Really?
Yeah, the vets are going on Africa hunts. This is going to. We have a second one going on this this summer.
Mm-hmm.
The gentleman who spearheaded this mission has raised all the money himself. You know, for the vet and everything. The vet's going to take two animals.
Wow!
All taxidermy's paid. The whole trip.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And yeah, that's
nice.
Something that we wouldn't personally be able to do with the funds that we raise. But
right.
When you have some people that say, "Look, you know, we want to put this together for you," we'll put the safari hunt together and we'll get the money together. You can't turn it down. You just have to find a vet, and there's lots of vets that would love to go do that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, well, I'll tell you what, it sounds like you guys have grown a long, long time. We've been promoting this on the air for since the beginning.
Well, Alan, I mean, you were there when it first started, so you know exactly where, you know, when we started this thing, it was a little dove field at the Kittleman place.
And that's right.
And that was back in 2004. So
10 years.
Yeah. And it's just grown from there. And we, you know, we just kind of put in God's hands and said, look, if this thing's going to grow, let it grow. And we're just going to stand behind it. And it's gotten to what it is today. You know, it's just amazing. I mean, to be in just a little teeny, you know, 40, 50 small area doing a barbecue to raise money. And now we're, you know,
exactly.
Timonium Fairgrounds. You know?
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. Yeah, I remember back in the day, and of course, I'm not as active as I was, but I've been on those dove hunts. I've been on those deer hunts. You haven't taken me elk hunting yet, but that's okay. Matter of fact, Robert, the first Kittleman deer hunt, you and I were in the deer stand together.
I believe that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, we were. And you were telling me your story, and I know you've told it 1,000 times. Feel free to tell our listeners.
Sure. Well, I joined the Army at the age of 30. I had a remodel business that went under after 9/11. I just saw that we were going into Iraq and that this war was going to last longer than just Afghanistan. And so I stopped bartending and I went and signed up for the Army. And I trained as a cavalry scout sniper. And 2005 would enter into Iraq, and May 30, 2005, I'd get hit by a roadside bomb. A bomb would cut me in half from the left corner of my temple down through my jaw, and it'd kill my truck commander and take my gunner's legs. You know, I died 3 times over 5 days and spent 4.5 years getting multiple surgeries at Walter Reed and just trying to be functional again. But it was trips like this that really, you know, that helped me. You know, people call it a near-death experience. I don't know why they call it near-death when you do die, but I died 3 times, so I actually had a conversion and became a devout Christian and saw the blood of Christ, went to the gate of hell, and felt the mercy and love of God and the peace and everything. Also, my spirit of my buddy who was killed next to me, he actually woke up my other truck commander who was laying in the street after the bomb went off, blew him out of the vehicle. And he woke him up and told him what to do to save my life, my gunner's life.
No, wait a minute. Say that again. The spirit of the man who died next to you.
Yeah.
Woke up the fella who was blown out the back.
Right.
And told him what to do.
Yeah. That you could hear him plain as day telling him what to do to save my life and my gunner's life. So my gunner was bleeding out because those ball bearings the size of quarters that pelted our body. They went through some arteries on his legs and then it caused me to have internal bleeding, which slowly started collapsing off my lungs and my heart. You know, my body started filling up with blood. And so with every breath I was taking, I was losing a breath, and my gunner was bleeding out. So I had, you know, let me paint the picture for the listeners. We had a third-degree burns from the left corner of my temple down through my jaw, but my head was basically cut in half as well. So everything was cauterized in my face and my head. Obviously, I couldn't speak or anything because I didn't have a lower jaw. But we didn't need to. You know, we had people looking after us who weren't no longer here, you know?
Mm-hmm. I do know. You told me that in a tree stand many years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. Amazing, ladies and gentlemen. And Robert's here today by the grace of God, and he's with the NPLB, and we've talked about that the last couple of weeks, to support our wounded veterans. Robert, how did the hunting experience help with your therapy, I guess is a better word than anything?
You know, it was programs like this were giving me a chance to just get out of the hospital and get away from and people and medical coats, and we used to call it the island at the old Walter Reed. We just get off the island for a little bit, and we'd get out in nature and what God created, and we'd spend time shooting or hunting or fishing or whatever it was. But the key elements there were there. The key elements of sharing what happened to us or the things that we go through were like bouts of depression, anger issues, therapy issues, pain, you know, internal pain and external pain, you know. And it gave us a chance to share those with other vets who weren't going to judge us on things that we were going through. And in that, there was a release. You're letting a little bit of the steam out of the pot, you know. Not only that, but as combat veterans, we go through a thing called chronic avoidance syndrome. We try to avoid loud sounds sometimes or crowds or things that are kind of scary for us because we don't have somebody watching our back with a big machine gun. So when we hear these sounds now and you start associating it with something like hunting, you start creating new memories where it's not not scary anymore, or it's not doesn't make you jittery. You know, you hear a gun go off and you're not thinking about, wow, that guy's killing me, or he's killing my buddy, or I gotta kill this guy right now. You know, you're not thinking about that stuff anymore. You're thinking about, wow, I get the heart of this beautiful animal, and I'm doing it with people who were willing to die with me in combat.
Thank you. Thank you for your service. And I'm sure our listeners will say the same thing. We have a young lady called us just on the line here this morning, and we'd like to speak with her for a minute. Amy, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, Alan, now that I can talk to you.
you have a little birthday coming up, huh?
Yeah, I got a birthday Thursday.
You'll be 29 again.
Yeah, 92.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
Oh, Brian put it up on the screen wrong. It says 29 up there.
Okay. Only I said thanks. I appreciate that.
Indeed.
But I don't wish I was 29. I'm glad I lived this long. And I met such wonderful people like you.
I
fell in love with you. And we've been down the road together.
Exactly. So, Wayme, I'll tell you what. Here you go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Amy. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Alan. I appreciate that.
My pleasure.
I love you very much. But I can't have a birthday party this year.
Well, I've been to your birthday parties. You have a rowdy crowd at your birthday parties. I've been to a couple of them.
Yeah, I know you have.
I mean, you know, when you get up on the table and start dancing there, Amy, I mean, it's that's over for me. That's too much wild partying for me.
That's me.
That's you. All right, dear. Thank you for calling, and a happy birthday to you.
Thank you, love.
All right, Amy. Take care, bud. Bye-bye. So long. She always says so long. She never says goodbye. Amy, been around a long time, 92 years. We should all be so lucky. All right, fellas, I'm going to take a little break here and tell folks about some of our sponsors. If I could speak. There we go. Chesapeake Outdoors. I was in there the other day, located on Route 50 East, exit 39B. I got to tell you, the fish are starting to bite on the eastern shore. The perch are really doing well. We've got some white perch, a few showing up, but the big yellow perch are still there. At least they should be for the weekend, and the Chesapeake Outdoors has everything ready to go. Of course, we just talked about the rockfish season coming up. They've got the largest selection of rockfish tackle I've ever seen, and crabbing supplies, too, of course. All the rods, the reels, the tackle, they'll wind line on your reel. They've got the spanking striper bucktails, the custom bucktails, and umbrella rigs were really, really nice. They've got the big mojos, the 20 and 24 and 28-ounce mojos in custom colors. And Mark Hoke will like this. They've got everything ready for spring gobbler shotguns and shotgun ammo and the zinc Avian X turkey decoys. They've got crossbows and bows by all major brands. They just got the new line of Hoyt bows in, so you might want to check that out. And, of course, if you catch that big fish and you want to fillet it, they've got the Bubba Blade knives. Why not stop by and see them there at Chesapeake Outdoors? Again, Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road, right there on Kent Island. Their courteous and friendly staff will be more than glad to take care of you, show you what you need. 410-604-2500, 604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors.
This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
Hey, I had some delicious oysters. I breaded them and fried them the other day. I'll tell you what. Pocomoke Sound oysters. And guess where I got them? Well, I got them at NBS Seafood. NBS stands for no bull stuff. Just a friendly reminder that the Maryland oyster season ends the last day of March, unless they extend the season. And NBS Seafood of 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie has stocked with fresh-caught Pocomoke Sound oysters. Come on in and get them now before they're gone for the season. They're stocked with live, wild-caught Louisiana crawfish. They've got andouille sausage, and gator tail meat, along with live Louisiana crabs. Man, I'm thinking, you know, seafood boil. What do you think? Get some redskin potatoes and some corn. Oh, man. Stop by and see them at 410-271-3202. That's 271-3202. They're open Monday and Friday from 2 to 6, and Saturday and Sunday from noon to 6 today and tomorrow. So why not stop by NBS Seafood? That's no BS for 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Start your day with Sean and Frank, Maryland's wake-up call. Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Uptown got its hustlers, the Bowery got its bumps. 42nd Street got Big Jim, a walker here, bull-shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he's big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off that old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that.
Is that Jim Croce? Thought so. He did Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, too, didn't he? Him and Otis Redding? I believe. Operator? Yeah, exactly. All right. Taking me back, bro. So, where do we go from here after that, Mark?
I don't know. That's tough.
That's tough to follow that up, isn't it?
You know, I encourage each and every one out there to pay the respects. And when they see a soldier, you know, thank him for his service, you know?
Yeah. Buy him a coffee.
Yeah.
I mean, what's it going to hurt you?
And they're approachable. Believe me. I mean, a lot of people say, I didn't know what to say. I didn't want to walk up to them. And they're approachable. And they'd be thankful if somebody, you know, acknowledged, you know, that they...
Exactly. Yes.
And it doesn't have to be a Iraqi vet, or it could be a Vietnam vet.
I talked to
World War II vet.
Look, those guys wear those hats about, you know, the ships they've served, and they got Korea veteran, all that. Every time I see one of them, I thank them.
Yeah. You know, a lot of these vets now have support groups and stuff. A lot of those guys back then didn't have those type of support groups.
They did not.
This closure for them, too, you know. So
When they served, and especially in Vietnam, when they served in a unit, and when they came home as individuals. They didn't come home in a group. You know, they just, when your service is over, they just shipped you home and dumped you back in your hometown, and you go, what do I do now? And trust me, if you've ever talked to the Vietnam vets, and I know you have, and this is for the listeners, they've gone through just as much as our vets in Iraq and Afghanistan and elsewhere have gone through. They did in Vietnam, no question. Horrible, horrific things. My dad served in World War II. He was on he was in the South Pacific. He was in the Philippines, the island of Peleliu. And Peleliu was a major battle. The Japanese enemy had gotten there. They had taken up places in coral caves on the island. And, you know, they'd come out at night, and it was trying to rout those guys out of those caves where they'd been for, you know, many moons before the Marines got there. Dad tells me some horror stories. He was wounded twice in Peleliu. And then he went to, after the surrender, he went to Japan. And one of his jobs was to direct the destruction of the Japanese aircraft. He said, you know, 400 airplanes on the airfield, and you'd put nitroglycerin in the engine block and set them all off. That would have been cool. I'd have liked to have seen that, but I wouldn't have been on Peleliu. I never served. I came up during Vietnam. My registered for the draft, and my number just was too high. I didn't go, and I didn't volunteer. So I salute anybody that would volunteer to be in the service to serve this country. So
I agree.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
worth fighting for.
It is. It is, Robert. Now, you know, you're sitting here. You served. You were grievously, grievously injured. Here you are reaching out to you're on the board, I believe, of MPLB, right, Robert?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, okay. So
as well as Healing Waters. He does supplement.
Healing Waters is the fly fishing group.
That's correct. I'm on the board for the Alaska program.
I gotcha. Okay, gotcha. So... And we had, who did we have? We had somebody from Healing Waters here back last year who did a striped bass trip down out of Kent Island.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did that every year.
Yeah, yeah. And he was here. And I'm sorry, I don't remember the fellow's name, but...
There's a lot of volunteers with that group as well.
Yeah.
And now, you know, with these nonprofits, we depend heavily on volunteers. So
sure.
If you're out there and you guys want to get involved, you know... go out and get involved. It'll change your life. You know, a little volunteer work goes a long way, you know.
Yep. And if you're looking for something to do, you know, show up at one of the events. Grab a fishing rod and, you know, throw a buzz bait out there and catch a bass or something. I mean, it's just things that you and I take for granted, listeners, you know, going fishing, going hunting, things like that. Think about doing that with two prosthetic legs. Think about doing that with... you know, an artificial limb. You know, you only have one good arm. The other one's a prosthetic arm. I mean, it's amazing to watch Chase, one of your buddies, shoot. I mean, the guy's a tremendous shot with a shotgun on geese and probably sporting clays and everything else. And so I just urge our listeners to support NPLB, and especially support the upcoming banquet on April 26th. We can't say it enough. Now, the poor bull, I mean, you're going to roast him, right? But what else you got going on with the bull roast?
Oh, Brian does a great job. They'll have chicken there and ham and, you know, all the go-with there. It'll be plenty of food.
All the go-with.
That's
like
a go-with.
Yeah, I like that.
Fresh rolls.
Yeah.
I mean, he does a great job at those functions. And I didn't get... You know, when you do these events, you don't get a lot of time to eat when you're hosting
right,
an
exactly.
event. But everybody said it was great, and they went back for seconds. They said it was just an enjoyable
meal. They cooked an amazing meal.
We went to one, when did we go? 2 years ago, we were at one of your events out in Howard County, I believe.
Yeah, Circle D Farms.
Yeah, very, very good event. So, what other side deals do you have? I know you got this... this Fleetwood Mac tribute band coming up after the concert. So if they pay for their ticket, then they get to stay for the concert.
Get to stay for the concert. Basically what it is the event's pretty much all day, but from 12 o'clock till 5 o'clock, there'll be basically raffles, you know, lock and key, just to raise money. And then we'll have our live auction as well as our silent auction.
Sure.
So towards the end of the evening, if you'd like to stay, there will be a concert afterwards with the cover band, Fleetwood Mac cover band, Leather and Lace.
Uh-huh.
And it's just kind of us giving back. You know, you're paying $35 to come out, and we want you to get your money's worth, you know. Our thing here is that, you know, we want you to come out and see what we're doing. We want you to come out and talk to the vets. There will be vets there. But just kind of see where the program's going and what we're doing to help these young boys and girls, you know, get back into doing things that they don't think they can do again. It's amazing to me when I hear somebody say, I can't do that. I'll never be able to go hunt again. They just have to adapt and change and do it maybe a little bit different.
Sure.
And once they figure that out and once they get out there, then it's like, I couldn't believe it. I never thought I'd be able to do this again. Some never hunted before or never fished before in their life. You know, they were inner city kids, and their whole reason why they got into the service is they didn't really have any family, you know, and they wanted to get away from the family that they did have and the things that they were getting into. I have a lot of vets that tell me, I said, why did you get into the service? And they said, Mark, I was going in the wrong direction. I was into drugs. I was stealing. And I thought this was the way to get out. And unfortunately,
they did get out, but they got injured.
They got injured on the way.
Yeah.
And they want to know why you're doing this. Why are you helping me?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, you just got to explain to them, you know, there's nothing we can say or do to repay them for what they're doing for this country.
Right.
The service that they did. And I'm also finding out when we do our program, we have mentors, people like yourself that sit with vets. And a lot of these mentors are, Vietnam vets, World War II vets, or, you know, Desert Storm. And they're getting closure too. I've had them come up to me and say, Mark, you know, we didn't have this type of thing when we were, when we came back. We basically, you know, was suck it up and go to work.
Right.
And they're finding themselves getting closure, you know, that they're helping another young soldier that is 21, 20 years old, asking them, hey, how did you get through your ordeal?
Sure.
You know, and it really helps guys like Robert, you know, who were early, you know, 2004, 2006, are able to tell somebody in 2010, hey, this is what you need to do to get back on the right path.
You tell that story that he just told here on the air to somebody coming out now who thinks they may not have any hope or they may not have a life. And you look at Robert and you go, let's use Robert for an example. I mean, just point to him, say, go talk to that guy over there. And that story, that testimony was just stunning to me. Every time I hear it, it's stunning. As I heard it in the deer stand many years ago, you know, the spirit of his dead truck mate telling the guy that was blown out the back what to do to save the rest of them. How do you... I'm speechless on that, Mark. I mean, and you hear these stories all the time.
Yeah, it's amazing, and I'll tell you this. We deal with Marines, we deal with Army, and I've had Marines tell me and straight up tell me that they cry at night. and well, stuff.
Sure.
They would never tell you
no.
out front, but they say, you know, they and it's tough. And they thank you for helping them do something that you feel like, you know, I feel like it's my purpose to
exactly.
do what I can. I'm not doing anything. I'm just orchestrating, putting things together to help them. But
Mark, listen to your credit. And I'll tell our listeners this, and I'll tell you this to your face. You have built a reputation in the hunting community as a excellent, not only waterfowl and turkey caller, but someone who is more than willing to just give up his time for others. You've done that. And I've been turkey hunting with you. I've been goose hunting with you. I can't even tell you, folks, describe. And Mark's been here and done turkey calls and goose calls and stuff in the past. I can't even tell you what that's like in the field when you see those birds in the air turn around and come back to Mark's calling. Of course, I've never killed a turkey. That's your fault, Mark. But you know, but I listen to him. I watch him, and he calls the turkeys, and he's always listening. He's always trying to interact with the turkey. And you know, we've had him close, and we've not had him close, and we've moved on him when Mark says move. And he knows what he's doing. A lifetime doing that. So you can't. You're not much of a deer hunter, just kidding.
But it's a small price to pay.
But
for
what I'm saying is, you spent your life for this. You've developed those skills so that you could accomplish this. You didn't know it at the time. You were just out enjoying Mark. But you've honed those skills, and now you're putting those skills to use so that others can benefit from that. That is tremendous service, Mark.
Well, I mean, I thank you for saying that, but. There's a lot more people behind the scenes than just me.
I understand that. But as a front man, God couldn't have picked a better guy.
Well, I appreciate saying that. You know,
I mean, I've seen some of those behind the scene guys. At one point, I was one of them, and I didn't do what I could have done or should have done, and I understand that, and you know, and I'll admit that to our listeners today. But Mark, you've been hanging in there, you've been dealing with this, and you've been doing it. And I think Robert would probably agree that Mark pours his life into this.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think listeners need to understand that, you know, every day we lose 22 vets, 23 vets to suicide. And when a vet comes up to you and says, you know, I was going to go home after this hunt and commit suicide because I just didn't know how to deal with life anymore, and now you've given me a new purpose. Now, Mark has heard that before. So that's a reality. That's the world that Mark lives in now. That's the world that I've lived in for a long time as well. You know, I've been, even though I was injured, I saw what it did for me, so I got to do what a good soldier would do and look after those to his left and his right and his foxhole. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm doing now with Mark. And, you know, they gave everything for this country. And willing to die for it, but they didn't count on being injured. And the best thing we can do by honoring them is make sure they stay alive, because the spirit of America is in their heart.
It is. That
and
is
if
true.
They're committing suicide, we're losing the spirit of America.
You know, I think about that each and every day, because I think if 22 soldiers or Marines are thinking about taking their life or take their life, there's hundreds that are thinking about it today. That could happen next week. There's not just 22 people thinking. There's hundreds and hundreds of soldiers and Marines thinking about that. So,
Mark, hold on a minute. I feel compelled at this point to our listeners. I'm going to guess there's somebody in our audience that knows a vet who's in trouble, who is searching for something. So I'm going to give your phone number if you don't mind.
I'm fine with that.
All right, we're going to give it anyway. This is not only for the banquet, but this is if you know a vet who could benefit from a program like this. Mark Hoke's phone number is 301-674-4234. 301-674-4234. And that will put you in touch with NPLB, No Person Left Behind. And maybe that vet that you're thinking about right now could contact Mark and get involved in NPLB. Take a fishing trip, take a hunting trip, and, you know, maybe change their life because of NPLB. That's also the phone number for the banquet coming up, the bull roast, to support our wounded vets on April 26th, noon to 6 at the Timonium Fairgrounds. That's 2200 York Road. That's the 4-H Hall, just as you go in the main entrance off York Road. It's on your right-hand side. The tickets there are $35 for singles, $55 for a couple, live auction, cash bar, tribute band, and all that. Again, Mark's phone number is 301-674-4234. And there's another contact number here. Her name is Susan Peacock, and that's 301-775-7738, 775-7738. So, folks, you want to consider that if, you know, you've got a relative, a friend, a cousin, somebody in your family who is a vet from Iraq or Afghanistan or even further back that, you know, may benefit from the NPLB program. We're just going to continue to give you Mark's number throughout the show. We're going to take another little break right now and talk about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop. Their event coming up is coming up soon this Friday, as a matter of fact. And I'll tell you about that in just a second. There it is, the Ready to Rock sale. Now, you got the limit on the rockfish. I just told you that early in the show. If you just tuned in, I'll tell you that again in a minute. But Friday, March 27th is when it all kicks off. Through Sunday, April 5th, all rockfish, trolling baits, and lures are going to be on sale. And you can get your line, your spools on your fishing reel filled with fresh line for half price. Half the regular price starts at 1 cent per yard. So just bring your empty spools and have Clyde Sports Shop install new line. The only thing it excludes is that Power Pro line. That's pretty expensive stuff. So listen to this. A GTI 330 pen reel is just $89.99. They've got trolling combos for the same price, and that's a Pen 309, a Shakespeare BWB 125 6-foot rod with a roller tip and line. And then the most popular trolling combo they have is a Pen 330 GT2, an Andy ASU 601 20 to 50 pound trolling rod and line for $139.95. Shakespeare, Fluger, Ugly Stick are all on sale. Check out their complete selection of St. Croix rods. All that's at Clyde Sports Shop. Fishing licenses and bait and you name it. 410-242-6108 is their phone number. Clyde's is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Their fishing hotline, their 24-hour fishing hotline. They'll tell you where the perch are biting this week. 410-247-FISH, 247-3474, 247-FISH for the 24-hour hotline. Clyde's is open 7 days a week.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
So you're going down the Eastern Shore. Why not? Well, what are you going to do when you get there? Well, when you cross the Bay Bridge, you're going to go to exit 39B, Dominion Road. You're going to go around the block there, and you're going to be sitting in the parking lot of Chesapeake Outdoors. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. When you walk in the door, you're going to see that they have all the fishing stuff on the left and most of the hunting stuff on the right. And you'll see a huge selection of rockfish tackle, rods, reels, tackle, trolling baits, mojo heads, spanking striper bucktails, and trolling gear for rockfish. You'll see the custom-colored, man, beautiful stuff, the umbrella rigs and the trolling tackle and all that, bucktails, parachutes, you name it. I mean, you're in striper heaven right there. Absolutely. No question about it. They've got a new line winding machine. They'll be able to line wind. I can never say wind line. I don't know why I can never say wind line, but I can't. But then you go to the other side of the store, and you'll see all the stuff for spring gobbler, the zinc Avian X turkey decoys. You better get them while they're hot before they sell out. Shotguns and ammo for turkeys, calls and decoys and camouflage. You've got the Drake waterfowl clothing and others. And then you see the great big bow section there with the brand-new Hoyt bows, Mission and Matthews bows, crossbows, Parker, Barnett, Carbon Express, Excalibur. They've got it all. Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, Exit 39B on Kent Island. 410-604-2500, 604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
This is Mark Levin. Join me weeknights from 7 to 10 on Talk Radio 680 WCBO.
We were just talking off the air about the rockfish season. Comes in the same day as spring gobbler season. So we just got this public notice, Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service. The size limits for recreational and charter boats, striped bass, have been set. The Secretary of the Maryland Department of Natural Resources, pursuant to Code of Maryland, whatever, I don't need to read that, modifications recreational size limit. Here it is. Starts Monday. This goes into effect. One striped bass between 28 inches and 36 inches, or one striped bass larger than 40. So if you catch one between 36 and 40, it's going back. Got that? That's to protect the fisheries. It's a very, good move for conservation. So it's one fish between 28 and 36, or one over 40. And then in the summer season, you've got two fish, two striped bass, larger than 20 inches, but only one of which may be over 28, and that's from May 16th to December 15th. There's one exception, and that's on the Susquehanna Flats in the Northeast River. You're only allowed to keep one striped bass between 20 inches and 26 inches on the flats in the Northeast River from May 16th through May 31st. And then after May 31st, it goes into the one fish over 20, no one larger, only two fish over 20, only one of which may be larger than 28 inches. So for the spring trophy season, one more time, one striped bass between 28 and 36, or one over 40. Between 36 and 40, going back in. That's the deal. All right. Anybody have any questions for these guys? Are you guys hanging the next hour?
Yeah.
Staying over? Okay, good. Good. Get your questions ready, your comments ready, and we'll be more than glad to talk to these guys a little further about the mission of NPLB. That's No Person Left Behind. That's Operation Second Chance. And if you've heard the discussion and you have a vet that is looking for something, searching, get him in touch with these guys. Mark's number is 301-674-4234. Big fundraiser's coming up in April. So we're winding down the hour, this hour of the show, guys. Is there any comments you want to make for the folks that have to leave us at this time?
Yeah, just be aware of your, you know, what's going on in your area. There's a lot of guys out there, vets that are really need help, and they might not see them in the outdoors. You might hear about, you know, they live here and you don't see them. Reach out, you know, the best way you can, and try to help as much as you can. You're not going to be able to force anything on anyone, but
no.
At least if you ask or find out, you know, try to help it. It's something simple. It really is.
I mean, just say, hey, have you ever been fishing? Have you ever been hunting? Pretty simple. Would you like the opportunity to go? And you guys make all the arrangements that you possibly can to get guys that have never hunted before to be able to hunt with the Hunter Safety Program and all that. I mean, you guys help with that aspect of it. There are special days when the public's not out there hunting and it's just the vets and, you know, that type of thing.
A lot of people have opened their properties to us just for this cause. I mean, they said, look, you know, I don't normally let people hunt on my place, but for the vets, I'm willing to do that, and we'll organize everything. You know,
sure.
We'll do the best we can and accommodate the vets. So
exactly. And special arrangements for guys in wheelchairs or guys with prosthetics or whatever.
We have vehicles, we have track chairs, you know, we have freedom chairs, we have a lot of different, trust me, we will figure out how to get them there and make them comfortable to do it.
Exactly. Which comes a long way from where we started.
You're absolutely right.
All right, folks. That's it for the first hour. Stay tuned. We're going to have more of Mark Hoke and Sergeant Robert Bartlett. I don't know if we can top that first hour, but we'll see what we can do. And if you have any questions for the guys, feel free to call us. Get your calls lined up at 410-922-6680. 1-800-922-6680. Of course, you can't remember the numbers. It's WCBM 680. And my name's Alan Ellis. That was it for the first hour of the Outdoorsman Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after the news. Get out, stay out, stay safe.